98.5. You are listening to The Burnt Breakfast. But, well, hopefully you know that already. Anyway, I'm beaming because I've got a good friend in the studio.
Yo, what's up?
Smelling quite good today as well, actually.
It's compensating because I don't have a shower.
Can I just add, it's not like he smells bad usually, just got a nice scent today.
Yeah.
And that is Mr. Ruben Isram. Good morning.
Good morning, Liam. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Yeah, good, good. Here, happy.
Big day for you.
Big day, well, kind of. Big day tomorrow.
Ah, yes, tomorrow. But sorry.
Even a big day.
Yeah, you're on the eve of a big day. How are you feeling?
Good. Stressed.
But stressed.
All of these things. Never release a single before you fly away to live in another country within like,
I know,
2 weeks.
Isn't that? Yeah, you've really...
Like, a debut single and put a debut show on as a solo artist as well. It's just stupid, but...
Yeah, that's nuts,
yeah,
actually.
I am the man. I'm the crazy man.
Yeah, now I think about it, yeah, because I kind of forgot about the show. Anyway, just for clarification, his debut single out tomorrow is called Riding High, and then there's a Riding High release show.
Yeah.
Don't know if that's the correct name for it.
Yeah, and, yeah, did really show right now.
And then you moved to Melbourne.
And then I moved to Melbourne.
That's
yeah.
insane. Crazy.
Yeah, yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot to do. But I wanted to do a show here before I left because I've played in so many bands for so long around here.
Yeah, yeah. And well, you've been like part of the scene for so long.
Ages, yeah. And I feel like I want to play with a band when I release the song, and moving to Melbourne, I'm going to have to sort of find a new band and everything.
Oh,
release
yeah.
an Australian band, you know,
yeah,
and that'll take time. So, you know, I just knew if I didn't do it, I wouldn't do it, you know, so
I get the logic there. First of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
It is a bloody brilliant song.
Yeah, I'm really, really happy with it.
You should be stoked with this.
It's really cool. It was such a crazy fast process because I only wrote it in like June or July, and then I went to the studio and recorded it with Ryan Fisherman.
Yeah,
And
because my next question was it recorded here in Christchurch?
Yeah, so it was recorded with Ryan. He and I played everything on the record but the bass, so he played the drums and a little bit of synth, and then I played all the guitar parts and did all the vocals, and then we've got Connor Janey from Marco Road playing bass.
Oh, I
which was cool.
Love Connor.
Yeah, he's a great guy, eh? Such a good guy.
So hot.
Such a legend.
I mean,
great
lovely
jawline.
Guy.
Great jawline.
Great jawline. Great
but
jawline.
Yeah, he's awesome, and he's played so far on all the other tunes that we're doing.
Oh, I didn't know he's on it. Oh, that's
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, he's my wee secret weapon. He's awesome. So,
oh, that's just made
us. We've only met each other once. We met each other at a wedding at the start of the year and just got chatting, and I needed a bass player. I'm like, hey, you want to?
Yeah, yeah,
and
right.
He's been
cool,
great.
Cool.
So he can't play at the show tomorrow night because he's on tour in Australia.
Oh, is he?
But
with who?
Owen the Mo? No, maybe no. Oh, actually, maybe I don't know. Maybe
oh,
no
right.
cigar? I don't know. Maybe he's not on tour with them. He's going to be on tour over there,
right,
but he's
right,
not
yeah,
here
yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, right.
he's recording or something. But yeah, and so we did all that here, and then I sent it up to Roundhead and got it mixed by the legendary Dee Stevens, which was great from
cool.
Marlon Streaming.
Wow.
Who. We've sort of known of each other for quite a while. Haven't worked together before, but we kind of went to high school together and very similar social circles. And he just brought the tune to life. Like, it's incredible the difference between the mix or the pre-mix and then the mix.
Really?
Yeah, and then he
really,
got his,
right, yeah.
his mate over in New York, Adrian something, from Timeless Mastering to master it. And so it's this real kind of combination of a bunch of different people from all around the world to bring this single
yeah,
out.
Yeah, I was about to say, there's quite a few hands on this
pie. Yeah,
pie,
there are
it
heaps.
It's quite cool.
And I'm really, really, really stoked. And I had the pleasure of co-directing a music video for it as well, which will come out tomorrow too, which also has a bunch of people around me that I love.
Yeah,
in,
right,
in it.
Right.
And so this is like, out of all the bands and projects I've worked on, this is like probably the most... well, the single with the most amount of different hands in it, which is interesting.
Yeah, yeah, right. Interesting. Yeah. Do you think an element of that is like this being like your baby?
Oh,
you
for
feel
sure.
like you have more control over it and can kind of send it to
yeah,
people and stuff?
Yeah, for sure. I think the whole yeah, the whole beauty of it is I kind of just, I don't know, I'm a really social guy and I love my friends, right. And I'm kind of like, hey, I've got this awesome thing, let's do stuff with it. And so I've kind of just gone out to a bunch of people and it's become something really big for a first single, I think, with the amount of work I've put into it and with the video on top and the show. But because I've just got all my friends involved with it as well, which is really, really fun.
Yeah, really cool. That is very cool. And it is like, for a debut single, it's quite comprehensive.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you so much.
I mean, first of all, it sounds really good. But there are like ebbs and flows to it as well. And like there's kind of a narrative going on throughout it. Like, really impressive. Well done. On that note, do tell us kind of a little bit about it. What is the inspiration?
Heartbreak.
as all this sort of stuff
as many songs are about. You know, the song was originally titled You Only Say You Love Me When I'm Dreaming, which is a really long title. And I give credit to the name change because the cover people see is this ring that I'm wearing here, riding high, which I got my friend Lily, who does Mothmaid Jewels, to make.
It's very cool.
It's so cool, and I love it, and it's a daily piece that I wear every day and will continue until it falls off my finger, hopefully when I die.
Yeah, hopefully.
In like 90 years, I'll be like 110, 116.
I've got goals, man. Yeah, yeah.
But we met up, and we were trying to figure out how we could fit that long title on a ring because we wanted to do this ring for the cover. And then Lily was sort of saying, like, do you really want this song to be like a ring that you wear every day with that sort of You Only Say You Love Me When I'm Dreaming kind of title? It's got this, it's quite sad. And she's like, what if we thought of something else?
I agree with that. And I get your logic there.
And then I thought, oh, what about Riding High? Which is another line from the song. And it's kind of, it's changed it from less of a heartbreak song to more of like a, oh, this is like, this is, I'm doing this now. I'm stepping out of,
yeah, right, right,
of the old and into the new. Oh God, I sound like a therapist. But, you know, like it became more empowering, and I think it shifted the whole song into that more empowering place. And it is less about that breakup and more about me, you know, and choosing to step forward.
And I actually illustrates the power of like what you call a song.
Oh, completely, yeah.
Because like a lot of kind of the mood in the song isn't like, oh gee, I'm riding high right now.
No.
But like the kind of with that as the name, and there's definitely like a sort of I know, an idea of recovery or like moving on type thing.
100%, yeah.
It's very interesting. It's very interesting. How long? So you mentioned this didn't take that long.
No, not at all.
What about to write it? Because like, there's a lot of lyrics.
Nah, this one was written in probably half an hour and a night, the whole thing pretty much. The thing that changed was the melody. I worked with that a lot because it was originally written just with me and my guitar, acoustic guitar. And I think it came out much more folky kind of country, which is what I've written a lot of. And
I've been wanting
to step away from that sound as my primary sound for my releases.
Yeah, okay.
I still write a lot of country music, but I kind of like to think that it's a lot easier for me to go off and do a country album later on than to be a country album that doesn't, a country singer that does an indie album later on, you know?
Yeah,
and I really
want to play
this indie sort of music, alternative. You've got y'alternative, I hear is the term these days.
Y'alternative. Interesting.
But, you know, I hear that it's a lot easier to sort of step away and do that later on. So the thing that changed was the melody, really. The melody needed a lot of work, and to get this more indie sort of sound, but yeah, the lyrics came real quick.
Wow, that's very impressive. And I think once people have heard it, they'll be like, wow, that is quite impressive. So we might as well play it, shall we?
Yeah, so it's out tomorrow, so this is the first time anyone outside of my small circle of close confidants have
This is quite exciting, actually. And radio debut, debut for many people.
Yeah.
So to our audience out there, here is Riding High. Enjoy. You only say you love me when I'm dreaming. You only
tonight I'll be leaving, riding high and far away from our mistakes. I never knew a love to be this fragile, delicate and bold all in the same. Sometimes I think that we were better roommates. Sometimes I think that you are my twin flame. But it's hard to pull the start out of the end now, and it's hard to see your name up in the sky. It's painful when I feel so fucking angry, and it's real when your lyrics make me cry.
Yay! Well done.
Thank you.
Well done. What a lovely first song.
Mm.
And as we were just talking about it off here, but I mentioned how, you know, it wasn't as country as I expected it to be.
No, not at all, yeah.
And you've kind of gone down this indie route with licks of country influence.
Oh, for sure, for sure. Yeah.
Which is kind of like, because you can take that approach and make so much different music. Like, you could kind of take licks of this, licks of that. Mm. Like, are you someone who does take an inspiration from, like, broad?
Yeah, absolutely. It's super broadly inspired by a bunch of different artists.
Yeah, right, cool, yeah. Cool. Mm. Now, you were just saying something about the mixing mastering of it was on tape.
Yeah, yeah. So Adrian at Timeless Mastering mastered it all on tape layback. Which I still don't fully understand. There's like a slight extra cost to tape layback, but he has this method where he'll, like, he bounces maybe 30 seconds out of the tape and the non-tape and he sends it to me, but they're not marked. And so he had me listen to like option one or option two. And I just was like, I actually couldn't really tell the difference, but there was one I liked more. It felt a bit warmer or like a little bit tighter. And that was tape. So I did the tape.
And that was tape.
Which is cool. And yeah, he's got a really cool setup in upstate New York.
It is like in the mindset of 2025, it is like mind-blowing that someone would mix and master on tape.
Yeah, but you know, there's just this there's this real like tightness that you get from tape because it's analog. It like when it's digital, everything is individual in itself, and when you're mixing it, you're kind of emulating that tape, that emulating that effect of traditional mixing. But to do it on that tape, you're just mixing and also mastering. Right. You're mastering like they did when they invented mastering, you know, in a way. And you get this real cool analog quality that just makes it so much more natural. It's kind of like film photography versus digital, you know. It's got a certain realness to it that isn't it. It's not an emulation, you know, it's a real thing.
I'm learning really much here. Right, now, Riding High, obviously Riding High. That's what we've been talking about. Mm. What's kind of next musically?
Well, I've got a little bit more to go after this. I've got one more single that's pretty much ready that I haven't got mixed yet, so we're going to get that mixed. I'm just going to kind of settle in Melbourne get a job so that I can actually use my savings.
Pay for things,
and then I'll sort of start ticking that off. But yeah, I've got another song that'll come out later this year, and then I'm just going to be finishing the rest of the record via Melbourne with Ryan, which is really cool.
Oh, that's so exciting.
And just playing some shows, pulling all the strings of the Australian bands I've toured with in my previous acts.
Yeah.
Try to get some hangs with them over there. And
so that was kind of, my next question is, you moved to Melbourne.
Yeah.
You know, you're hungry for a bit of jam session. You know, you want a band. How do you even begin to like do that?
Oh shit, I have no idea. well, I'm moving with my really dear friend Mitch Zachary, who is.
Are you not moving alone?
Well, I was going to be moving alone, but then Mitch called me up like 6 weeks after I bought my tickets. He's like, oh, you know, maybe I could come with you.
And I'm like, my God. Yeah.
I was so like freaking out about doing all this stuff by myself. And then Mitch was like, oh, would you mind if I came? And I'm like, mate, please come.
It's so much better when you have a pal, a confidant.
Yeah, he's an amazing producer and guitar player from Christchurch who's been in Wellington for the last 3 years. A real dear friend of mine. I've known him since I was knee high to a grasshopper.
Oh, please.
And we've lived together here before as well. So that'll be cool. So we'll sort of find some people, but we'll probably play a bit together. But you know, there's so many Christchurch people over there right now. Sam Bambury's over there.
Yeah, true.
Eddie and Cullen and Asha from the News and Pretty Stooked are over there.
I feel like half.
Half of Christchurch half of is, you know, and I know all those guys, and so it'll be cool to catch up with them. And you know, there's a plethora more of people. So I think I'm just going to start going to shows. And
this is going to be an amazing,
I think it's
going
to be sick. Yeah, and it'll be cool to be in a place where people actually buy tickets before the day of.
Hint. So on that point, buy tickets to the event, please.
Tomorrow night, Ride and High release show, Space Academy. Me, hello becomes goodbye. It's my first and last show here for some time. Holly Kimber, who just had her RDU live to air
posted yesterday.
Yeah,
how
which was
good,
great,
right?
Yeah, and I made that intro graphic, which was nice to see in action.
There you go. Well done.
So she's opening up, and she's singing in the band as well. I've got a killer band, good friends. People from all around the Christchurch music scene.
Lovely.
It'll be great. Tours are at 8:30. Come down.
Oh my God. Yeah, go and buy a ticket now.
Yeah,
I mean, it's still not that in advance.
They'll be more expensive on the door. They'll be $45. No, they won't be $45. they'll be like $20. But still, $15 online.
Yeah, go purchase a ticket. That's going to be a wonderful, wonderful evening. Mm. Hey, well done. Congratulations.
Thank you, bro.
Now, obviously, it comes out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Is that technically like midnight?
It'll be midnight tonight.
Are you going to be like refreshing the...
Oh, shit, no.
No.
I've put so many songs out under other people's names and other bands. It's like, this is the first time I've done it, but I've
the sensation and the process.
I've done it so many times with the admin side. I know what it's like. It'll be good to have it out. But the video's out tomorrow, and the video's sick.
Excited for that. Yeah. Just very quickly, are you on like social media and stuff?
Yeah. It's I should have probably just changed my name. My Instagram is Rishram, so that's RISHRAHM. And then you can just find me on Facebook.
Yeah, but
like
I never forget it.
No one will forget it, yeah. No one will forget it.
So
it's just got a silent H, which will screw people up for the rest of my life. But that's okay. I'm accustomed to it.
Most of the H's are silent. I feel bad for H's.
Yeah. You know, we need more H's in life.
Oh, we do.